The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
At 9.33 this Tuesday morning, what a pleasure it is to have you with us. The sun is shining, the restrictions are lifting and life is good. Jen Gannon, good morning to you.
Hello.
You may prove the exception to the life is good rule today because I was reading your article in the journal.ie, reading elements of it out at the end of the programme yesterday, and we thought, actually, it's so good, we'd like to talk to you about it because it is a talking point. What is the story, Jen? Where to begin?
Exactly. I mean, I was even saying today there's this joke on dating apps like Tinder saying, do you want to go halves on a house? That's an icebreaker now. That's the way it's going.
And that's before you even say hello. I like that. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. We're talking houses. And do we need to know your credentials or do I sound like a bank looking for your mortgage details?
Oh, God. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, I kind of do. I think it would put a great perspective on it for listeners.
Okay. Well, I'm single, and I love advertising that I'm single now. Call me. And I am a renter, and I am a freelance journalist, and I just feel that I am kind of being left behind by the housing market, and I know that a lot of people are in the same boat as me. Now, they may not be in the arts industry or sector, they may be professionals, but they also feel as a single person that the right to own a property in Ireland or even just to have stabilised rent is just something that is not happening for them.
Okay, age group, ballpark.
Ballpark, oh, the wrong side of 30, so let's say you're enough.
Early 30s, essentially. Okay.
Mid, let's say. I feel like Keita Fluan in The Housewives.
Yeah.
Around my age.
Exactly. And I could keep going until we get the actual, but we pinpoint exactly. So up until now, in terms of trying to get a house and get a mortgage as a single person, did you ever come close to being in a relationship with somebody enough that you nearly got a house together, talked about it?
There was talk about it, okay. And I think that is something when you're in a couple that it's just so much that conversation comes up a lot easier than it would when you're on your own and you're thinking, I just can't do this. It's actually impossible.
And talk to me about that impossibility.
I mean, even to be able to, you know, put together a 30,000 euro deposit and you'd have to have a salary of over 70,000 to be able to try and do it. And I just think when you're renting and the rents are so exorbitant, it's very hard to try and just live your life and pay your rent. And at the same time, trying to save is just out of this world. It just doesn't feel like it's something that's possible for a lot of single people.
Before the pandemic, what was your house, your living arrangement?
Well, I mean, I live in an apartment by myself, but I did have roommates as well. And then they bought their own property. They're a couple and they moved out. So I'm alone now. Very precarious.
I understand that. Are you paying the same rent now on your own that you were paying when the three of you were there?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey. So that's put a massive hole in your finances, obviously.
And this is the thing, because I mean, a lot of people that I know that are single and they're paying this exorbitant amount of rent out every month, there is no opportunity for them to actually think about. It's just the panic every month of just having to pay your rent and bills, and that's all you're thinking of. You're just thinking of from month to month, and there really is no long-term plan for anybody, like put into place for anybody.
How common is it among the 30-somethings of modern Ireland to be in this zone?
I spoke to a friend of mine who is in a completely different industry. Like, she would be considered as a working professional and, you know, have a stable, good job, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And she is facing the exact same fears and problems that I am having. And you're thinking, you know, to yourself, the older that you get, are you going to have to be living with other people when you're 40s and 50s and, you know, with strangers, with roommates? And it just doesn't seem like a viable situation. And it shouldn't have to be like that, you know, because you're spending thousands on rent a month and you can't get enough money together to put the deposit together. And it feels like single people have been left out of the housing conversation completely because there's such a concentration on just, and I know, don't get me wrong, it's very hard for couples themselves to buy properties in Ireland as well. I'm not saying that, but just as single people, you're never in the mix of the conversation at all, because it does feel like the government are, like, you know, an old your relative saying to you, would you not ever settle down, for God's sake? You know, you're just not in that conversation at all. It's not a permanent state.
Do you feel that? The government is kind of saying, you know, don't be so silly trying to buy a place on your own. Just find a nice fella or a girl or whatever you need and settle down together and sort that out.
Yeah, I do. I think there is this underlying conservatism in Irish society. I mean, we say that we're a modern society, but I do think there is this conservatism, this idea that the family is sacred and, you know, that you're some kind of overgrown teenager if you're not in a relationship, and that is just not a permanent state, that you will find someone. So I do think when it comes to wanting a place on your own, they just think it's laughable, that it's not something. We don't have that European sensibility where you see somewhere like in Berlin, they have a rent freeze, which is amazing, or, you know, just to help people out to not have to pay exorbitant rents or worry about the fact that they could be turfed out tomorrow because the rent is too high or somebody wants to turn, you know, the place into an Airbnb. And I think we need that respect. It's just that little bit of dignity that single people want. They want to be part of society. Like, I don't understand why it feels like there's this stigma. There's a stigma in Ireland about renting, first of all, because it's like the scramble to get on the property ladder, which I think is insane. And I think if they made rent stabilised, that would take away some of the pressure somewhat.
Do you think there's a stigma about renting?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think the older that you get, the more it's like, have you not tried to buy somewhere, or I'm getting a mortgage, or, you know, that's where the conversation always goes, rather than I'm renting a place, or families renting places is very, you know, people don't talk about them a lot either. And I think I really just feel that if there was an open conversation about how to actually get the renting market sorted, then I would feel a lot better as well. Long-term renting, you know, people are like to me, would you not leave Dublin? And it's like, well, why should I leave my home? Like, why is that? It's something that I would have to do. I've lived here all my life. Like, it's not a possibility that I could actually, you know, not even buy a place, but rent a place and be there long term.
But that's what the market is saying to you now, Jen. I mean, that is what the market is saying. Is that you say, but I want to live where I was brought up. I want to live where, you know, near my mother. I want to live, you know, near the sea or whatever it might be. And the market is saying, you can't afford it. You got to get out. Head down the coastline, or head to the Midland, wherever you might be more affordable. But you're out. I mean, it's not a singles friendly world when it comes to so many things in this country, but particularly the property.
Yeah, and I also think like that also begs the question: what do we want from Dublin as a city? Like, do we want it just to become a place where tourists are and where people just go to Dublin to work and then go home? Like, that's not a community. That's not the Dublin I grew up in. That's not, you know, a society. And I just feel that that's a huge issue.
Do you think that there should be some class of allowance, if you like, for single people when it comes to buying a property, let alone renting one, that gives them a little leg up when competing against couples?
I mean, I just think that we need to have proper conversations. Like, we don't, I mean, if you heard Leo Varadkar before saying, just move back in with your parents and save up, like, sure, it's grand. You know, these are not sensible opinions. Like, we need, moving back in with your parents is not a viable option for a lot of people. I mean, we can't depend on that. And that's such a weird thing to say. And I just think we need to have sensible conversations around what it is like, the truth of what it is like to be a single person in Ireland trying to, you know, maybe buy a property. But like, the first thing that needs to be done is we need to regularise rent so people can actually live and people can actually afford to save a bit and then get into that conversation, you know, about buying places as well.
Do you want to buy a place, or are you happy to rent? Like, you know, the way people often say this in the, because I hear these debates all the time on the radio, and they say, oh, well, in France and Paris, the culture is renting, and that's what you rent till you die. But in Ireland, we seem to have this weird, psychodramatic relationship with the land since the famine,
yeah,
that
we want to own
a piece
land.
Even if it's a yard and a bit of a washing line and half a tree, it's ours, I own it. You know, where are you in all of that?
I mean, eventually, like, but I would be happy to just have, you know, some kind of security that rent is going to be stabilised, first of all. So I think if you have that on a long-term plan of renting, that would be amazing. But I would, yeah, of course I would like to own somewhere, a small place. I'm not asking for a palace, like, but, you know, sometimes I feel that my future is going to be like the Golden Girls, like a Golden Girls older person commune, because that's what a lot of single Irish people are facing now. Now, the Golden Girls, amazing. In some ways, I like that idea. But in other ways, I'm like, it would be nice to be able to have somewhere for yourself.
Have you gone to a house viewing at all?
No, that just sounds absolutely a pie in the sky at this stage.
It's just, I believe they are among the most depressing ways to spend an afternoon, especially if you're not really in the running, because you see all the different types of people you're up against, and there's a kind of hopelessness to it. And I also believe that on My Home or Daft or whatever, that people are nearly, if you're in the market, whether it's renting or buying, that you're standing with your phone and the app going, there's a new one in and it's gone. There's a new one in and it's gone. Like, it sounds to me so disheartening an experience. I actually can, I can sense from what you're saying today that it is just a hard slog.
It is a hard slog. And it's a hard slog, you know, not only when that's your future, as in you're going to be standing on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning with a massive queue, you know, with people trying to buy the same property and vulture funds like sweeping in, and you never had a chance in the first place. But it's also very disheartening for renters when you're looking up daft.ie and it looks like some kind of prison, or somebody has made an outhouse from their shed and they're like, now you can live in there like a dog. Like, these are the things that need to be regulated too, like a converted space, or you have, you know, beds in your kitchen right beside the washing machine. How convenient is that? You're paying $1,400 a month for that, thanks very much. And, you know, these are also the really depressing things that need to be talked about too, and regulated and looked at.
Will I ask you the most annoying?
I just think that private landlords are getting away with a lot in this country.
Let me ask you the most annoying question in the world. Why don't you move back in with your mother? And I'm asking that with a tongue in cheek, okay? Because I know you did at one stage, but where are you at with that? With that question,
I mean,
let alone
that. Hello, I can just say hello to my mom.
Yeah, of course. Good morning.
She's listening, going, please don't move back. I don't want to know. I mean, we are turning ourselves into an Irish version of Grey Gardens for sure when we live together. So I mean,
okay.
I could charge money for that. But no, I mean, I just think, you know, she's great and I love her, and she's always there for me. She supports me 100%. But at the same time, as you're heading into, you're looking into the, you know, business end of your whatever 30s into your 40s, you don't want that. You want, you know, to have the your own life. You don't want to have your own space. And I know that she is always there, but at the same time, it would be nice to have the same quality of life as a couple does.
Why wouldn't you? Okay, let's get a flavour of the enormous response, Jen, because, like, let's face it, it's such a topic. I mean, when you bring this up, you're probably blue in the face talking about it now, but I presume that whatever company you keep, everyone has kind of, not mad about the expression, but skin in the game. People who own a house, want a house, live in a house, rent a house, renting out a house. You probably get a great response when you're having a beer with somebody.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's a huge, huge topic. Like, when it would have been, you know, just talking about whatever you saw in the cinema the other day. Now it's like the panic about where you're living or what your living situation is, you know?
Okay, let's take a flavour of what the good people listening in. I'm a single person who is trying to buy in the most affordable county in Ireland, Longford. And I keep getting outbid on properties. No new properties have been built there since 2006. The supply is incredibly low. New estates are being built in Kildare and Meath, but nothing in the Midlands. So frustrating, as I've spent the last 3 years saving for a home. I just want to start my life. I'm 30 now and I have no chance of getting a property or even thinking of having a family right now. Now, Jen, if you think you have trouble in Dublin, imagine the frustration in Longford. But let's keep going. We were doing our taxes last night. There's another. We totted up that we've paid €260,000 in rent in 10 years. A normal house, Dublin 8. Our friend in Spain thinks Ireland is a joke regarding how we pay everyone else's mortgages. No hope of a mortgage here. Anne says, with society opening up, time to look at those businesses who won't open due to the greedy landlords. Some of them who charged full rent all through the lockdown. Well, that's be that on their heads. Totally identify with Jen here, says another from Kat. I'm a writer. I work part-time. I'm 42, two sons, and technically 3 weeks away from being homeless. I'm packing as we speak with nowhere to go. The rental market is utterly dysfunctional. Affordable housing doesn't exist, and banks are not interested in single people applying for a mortgage. I'm tempted to find an old bachelor with road frontage and or win the lotto, because otherwise I can't do it. The governing class, the security of your own home as a luxury rather than a necessity. Don't even start me about coastal areas and holiday lets. I know that I wholeheartedly agree with Jen. Single people are like pariahs trying to buy any property. Another, it has never been easy for a single person to buy a house in central Dublin. Even those of us couples, as couples who bought years ago, had to go outside the city and head towards Lucan and Swords. Many of the older generation only managed to own their home because they lived with their parents. I'm still living with my mother-in-law 26 years after marrying her son, but I will inherit the house. We couldn't afford the house otherwise. It's quite a commitment, isn't it? Listening to Jan, I totally agree. I'm in a holiday home on a short-term let as it's all I could find close to schools. I'm out on the 29th and right now I've nowhere to move to. That's quite bleak, Jen.
It is. And like the other thing is like you do worry about being, you know, you reach a stage where you're possibly too old then to get the 30-year mortgage then.
Too single, too old, too impecunious.
That's it. And as somebody said, it does feel like a house is a luxury that single people will never be able to afford.
Damien was on to say, I fully agree with Jen and supporter regarding the discussion. The embarrassingly inflated prices of houses in parts of this country are vomit-inducing and yet again portray us internationally as the shower of nouveau riche fools. Steady now, Damien. Full of entitlement and notions. Anyway, anyone rather who can't see the origin of this in our historical legacy needs to get their history books out. And we as a people need to get over our disgusting sense of self-importance and entitlement and get our priorities right and our heads out of the clouds. Okay, the housing crisis is truly appalling. However, there appears to be a snobbishness about where people are wanting to buy. There are a significant number of homes available in the Greater Dublin area for less than €350,000. People are just too snobbish about that postal code. Jen?
I'm not snobbish about any postal code. I'm telling you that much right now. A happy ring sender here, I can tell you, we had a stigma for a good chunk of the 80s and 90s about being undesirable. And look at us now, we're like Google Central. So no area in Dublin is undesirable, put it that way.
Well, Ringsend is another league altogether now.
Yeah, it really is.
You couldn't be possibly in the zone there.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I grew up like with a working class family in the 1980s and alongside all other working class families like in Ringsend and Setlocks, that's decimated now. There's no communities, really. They're gone. And they're gone for families. They're gone for single people. Like, the thing about single people is it feels like you're not a member, like a viable member of society, or it's somebody that the government even thinks is worth thinking about. It's just all geared towards families, you know, and it's like what you want to promise, you just want us to work and then just die or disappear or because we don't have children.
What's the dream scenario for you, Jen?
Apart from, you know, Roman Roy coming in on his helicopter.
I'm afraid so. Swooping you up and heading out for, you don't want to be part of that family. Come on, let's face it.
For the clothes alone, maybe.
Okay, well, we'll get you a few turtlenecks and send them to you in the post and see what we'll ask Shiv if she can help us out here. But in the meantime, what are we going to do? I mean, imagine you were addressing the Minister for Housing this morning. What would you say to him?
I would just say, like, just give us some dignity. That's what we're looking for. We want a seat at the table to be able to discuss how we've been, you know, earning money, paying our taxes and not getting anything for it. All we're just hamsters on a wheel trying to, like, pay our rent and keep up with the bills and everything else. And that's just not something that we can do anymore. I think a lot of people are at breaking point and that's just what we want. We want to be seen and heard and have these discussions.
Jen, you've started a big discussion here, so thank you for that. I appreciate your time this morning, and go and call your mother, apologise, and we'll talk to you again soon. I hope. I'm only joking. I wish her well. Nice to talk to you, Jen. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Jen Gannon there, and she's really started the ball rolling because the enormous response that we'll get to as much as we can throughout the morning, and I suspect for the rest of the week.